Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices for Change 2.0, the only podcast that focuses on mental health while mixing in movies, music, books, sports, and pop culture. Here are your hosts, Rebecca and Joe Lombardo.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Voices for Change 2.0. We're glad to have you with us today.
Yes, thanks for joining us. I'm going to do my best to stifle my cough as I am once again sick. I have no words.
I work in the public.
Yeah, so I'm going to do my best. I got my howls in my mouth, and that seems to be helping a little bit. Helped me all day yesterday. So I don't know what the heck I've got. I'm planning on going to the doctor later today.
Could be worse. You could be going through what I went through.
Yeah. Beck had a rough week this week, you guys. She took a tumble down the stairs.
It wasn't a tumble. It was much more violent than tumble. That's an understatement.
Well, you know, and she looks and feels like she got hit by a car, basically. It was pretty rough. So luckily nothing got broken.
That we know of.
So we're grateful about that. You know, and we're both kind of licking our wounds and holding our own this week. Thanks for hanging in the last couple of weeks. We are happy to report that our producer's surgery went well and he's feeling really good. So we're really, really happy about that. Way to go, Scotty. Let's see what else is going on. I turned a year older, so yay me, I suppose. For my birthday, we went and saw Avengers Infinity War, and I'm not going to give any spoilers away. But it was unbelievable. If you follow the Marvel movies, there's a lot of shocking moments in it, and just be prepared for that. But yeah. It was very well done.
It was very good. I really enjoyed it. The only downside is that nothing really compares to the first Avengers for me. I've always been, you know, an advocate for that first movie and saying how much I love it. So it's hard. It's going to be hard for somebody, for Joss Whedon, to come up with a movie that rivals the regular Avengers.
Yeah, he did. Although the Russo brothers, in working on this movie, did a really good job. I thought they were very consistent with the characters and how they're treated and everything from the other movies and how other directors have handled them and stuff. So, we watched that and didn't really do too much else. Just kind of hung out and waited for back to fall downstairs and me to get sick, and that happened.
Self-fulfilling prophecy there.
Yeah.
So we'll have to be honest with you guys. We do not have a guest yet. It's another situation where we're dealing with someone calling from another country.
Yes.
So we are trying to work that out, and our producer is working behind the scenes. Working behind the scenes trying to get this straightened around. So if you'll just bear with us.
Yes. Oh, this is funny. Scott sent us a link that we'll have to check out to see if Thanos killed us. I don't want to get too much into it with the movie again because I don't want to give spoilers. I know a lot of people had held off on seeing it last weekend, and rightfully so. I mean, I imagine it was packed. We actually were pretty smart about it. Yeah, I was off Friday the 27th when the movie came out, and I was also off Monday the 30th, which is actually my birthday. And I was like, you know what? We're going to go on my birthday to see it. We're going to go during the day when everybody is at work and at school, and that way there won't be as much of a crowd. And that actually worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it did. I really don't like to go to theaters and have people sit directly next to me, especially when there's like 250 other seats in the theater and they got to come and sit directly next to me.
Yeah.
It's like you couldn't find someplace else.
Well, it's that sweet spot. You know, we're really good about picking the sweet spot seats where you're right in the middle and you're the perfect distance away and everything looks awesome. You know, this whole bit with getting older, I'll tell you what. For me, with my eyesight, you get too close to the screen and it's too much to take in, you mm-hmm. know, and things look a little blurry and stuff. So the seats that we found this time for the movie were perfect, right distance and right in the middle. And, like I said, it wasn't much of a crowd, which was really nice. So, and that's one thing that I'm noticing too is, with all the craziness that's out there lately in the world and all the things you hear about with shootings and whatnot, it's really hard to want to go and, you know, go to an event or go to a movie theater or go to different things like this.
I get really nervous, especially if we go. We're never going to late one again because there were two guys in the parking lot just kind of wandering around while we were leaving, and they made me really, really nervous.
Yeah.
So I'll never go out to a late night movie again.
Yeah. That one was a little bit tough because that was when we went and saw Black Panther, and that was like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning when we got out of that. So yeah, kind of crazy. But anyway,
Dad, if you're ready, we hope you are. Maybe you could put in a song for us until we can find the information that we're looking for. And we'll catch you guys on the other side.
Yes, indeed.
By a kid, never felt. Bridget.
Mother told me, listen, child, my beauty is the sea, and my anger makes it wild. A star will burn until it dies. My earth will shake until I make all my children cry. Mother. Frozen, watch me.
Hey guys, welcome back to Voices for Change 2.0.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the song by Blake MacIver. She's starting to grow on me. The first couple of times I heard, I was like, this is weird. And then it's really started to grow on me.
Yeah. She's
really interesting voice.
Yeah, very, very talented artist for sure. And, you know, we're grateful that we get to play her on the show. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
So
it looks like we are fans' guest for today, unfortunately.
Yep.
That's what happens when folks are in very different time zones. We hate to have it happen because, you know, we were excited about the show.
Yes.
But, you know, we'll try and get him back on again, you know, as soon as we possibly can. And hopefully we can get this time thing all straightened out.
Yeah, we'll get it sorted out. Don't worry. And we'll have our guest on soon. Should we say who the guest was? Because we never did.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Ryan Heffernan was the guest, the author of
Clown and I.
So he just probably got his times mixed up. But next week, we are talking to Mr. John Poehler with BipolarBattle.com.
Yep.
He is a really, really sweet, really genuine guy. I'm really looking forward to listening to his opinion about different things in the mental health field, and I just definitely have nothing but good things to say about him. So
yeah, and you know, again, we're sorry that we missed Ryan today. We will definitely get him rescheduled for the show, as we were very much looking forward to speaking with him today as well. And if you get a chance, pick up his book Clown and I in all the various venues.
It's about bipolar disorder. It's not actually like, you know, an illustrated book about a clown.
It's
actually about bipolar disorder.
It's about his journey through bipolar disorder. And, from the reading that I've done, it's very raw and real and emotional. And he has a very interesting writing style. In fact, if you go to clownandi.com, you can actually buy it directly through his website, which I know he would really appreciate. As it's how he prefers to sell it. So check that out.
Alrighty.
And thanks again for joining us today, guys. Sorry about the short show. Thanks for listening to the music. Thanks for listening to us prattle on about Avengers Infinity War.
We will always do. If it's something Marvel, we'll be prattling on.
Exactly. Because that's my wheelhouse for sure. And I dragged my
DC's
poor wife.
DC's not bad anymore. I used to not like DC, but I'm in a DC now too.
Yeah, I've dragged her into this lifestyle. So anyway, thanks a lot for being with us, guys. Have a great weekend, and we will catch you next week.
Have a good rest of your day. Take care.
Yep. See ya.
Don't miss the Mental Health Memoir of the Year, It's Not Your Journey. It's Not Your Journey is the true story of one woman's 20-year battle with mental illness and her recovery from a suicide attempt in 2013. Rebecca Lombardo candidly reveals her real and raw emotions in dealing with depression, bipolar disorder, the loss of her mother and brother, and more. Pick it up today on Amazon.com or visit www.RebeccaLombardo.com for more information.
Join us next week as Rebecca and Joe continue to battle the stigma of mental illness. Follow us on Twitter at Voices for Change RJ and on Facebook at Voices for Change 2.0.